Hi everybody, today's devotional is Acts chapter 3. Acts 3. Now Peter and John were going up to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour. And the man lame from birth was being carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, that is called the Beautiful Gate, to ask alms of those entering the temple. Seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, he asked to receive alms. And Peter directed his gaze at him, as did John, and said, "Look at us." And he fixed his attention on them, expecting to receive something from them. But Peter said, "I have no silver and gold, but what I do have I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and raised him up, and immediately his feet and ankles were made strong. And leaping up, he stood and began to walk, and entered the temple with them, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God, and recognized him as the one who sat at the beautiful gate of the temple, asking for alms. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. While he clung to Peter and John, all the people, utterly astounded, ran together to them in the portico called Solomon's. And when Peter saw it, he addressed the people, "Men of Israel, why do you wonder at this, or why do you stare at us, as though by our own power or piety we have made him walk? The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, the God of our fathers, glorified his servant Jesus, whom you delivered over and denied in the presence of Pilate, when he had decided to release him. But you denied the holy and righteous one, and asked for a murderer to be granted to you. And you killed the author of life, whom God raised from the dead. To this we are witnesses. And his name, by faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you now see and know. And the faith that is through Jesus has given the man this perfect health in the presence of you all. And now, brothers, I know that you acted in ignorance, as did also your rulers. But what God foretold by the mouth of all the prophets, that his Christ would suffer, he thus fulfilled. Repent, therefore, and turn back, that your sins may be blotted out, that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that he may send the Christ appointed for you, Jesus, whom heaven must receive until the time for restoring all the things about which God spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets long ago." Moses said, "The Lord God will raise up for you a prophet like me from your brothers. You shall listen to him in whatever he tells you. And it shall be that every soul who does not listen to that prophet shall be destroyed from the people. And all the prophets who have spoken, from Samuel and those who came after him, also proclaim these days. You are the sons of the prophets and of the covenant that God made with your fathers, saying to Abraham, 'And in your offspring shall all the families of the earth be blessed.' God, having raised up his servant, sent him to you first, to bless you by turning every one of you from your wickedness." In Acts 3, we see a miraculous healing take place. God uses Peter and John to bring healing to a man who is lame from birth. This man goes from lame to leaping after Peter says, "I have no silver and gold, but what I do have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." Afterwards, he follows Peter and John into the temple, leaping and praising God. Verses 9 and 10. And all the people saw him walking and praising God, and recognized him as the one who sat at the beautiful gate of the temple, asking for alms. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. All the people saw him walking and praising God. And when they recognize him, they are filled with wonder and amazement. Who wouldn't be filled with wonder and amazement? The man that people saw day after day after day, being carried to the gate of the temple, as early as they could remember, since he was this way his whole life, sitting at the gate asking them for money, that man is now leaping. Because of this, from verse 11 again, all the people, utterly astounded, run over to Solomon's portico to see this miraculous healing. A lot can be said about this miracle. How Peter and John were simply going to prayer when God gave them this opportunity to heal. How Peter commanded healing in Jesus' name and the man was healed. How genuinely happy and thankful the man was after being healed. How a transformed life can draw so many people's attention. What I'd like to focus on, though, is how Peter addresses the crowds afterwards. Peter makes it really clear that this healing was all God's doing, and it's for all the listeners to turn to God. First, Peter emphasizes that this healing was not by his power at all, but rather it was by God's power. He starts off his address by proclaiming, "Why do you wonder at this, or why do you stare at us, as though by our own power or piety we have made him walk?" In other words, Peter says, "John and I have no special power on our own." Soon after that, he says, "And his name, by faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know. And the faith that is through Jesus has given this man this perfect health in the presence of you all." Faith in Jesus has made the lame man well. Surprisingly, Peter doesn't really talk all that much about the healing. Rather, the healing is just a springboard to greater matters, which is about how the people should turn to God. Peter is very straightforward, kind of uncomfortably straightforward, that the men of Israel were the ones who put Jesus to death. He said that they killed the holy and righteous one, the author of life. However, God allowed this to happen to fulfill his plan, and now they are to repent, therefore, and turn back that their sins may be blotted out, that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, that he may send the Christ appointed for you, Jesus. Basically, despite the Jews' rebellion and action, God sent Jesus to bless them, and they have a chance now to turn from their wickedness. What are some takeaways that we can apply from Peter's response? First, let's remember that all healing comes from God. We can pray in faith just like Peter, because the Holy Spirit is in us. God is with us whenever we ask for or command healing. Being a bringer of God's healing is not limited to only Jesus or only Peter, but all of Jesus' followers can bring God's healing because, once again, it's God who does the healing. Second, when God does a work, let's keep all the focus on God and use it to share the gospel. When we are about God's work, there will be captive audiences as they see God's work. And when there are captive audiences, let's follow Peter's example about telling who Jesus is, and how every person can turn from a life of rebellion towards God to a life with God. That whenever somebody repents, their sins will be blotted out, and times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. Let's be kingdom workers who invite others into belief and faith in Jesus. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this passage in Acts 3. And God, I pray that this will not seem like a one-off, far-removed type of thing. But God, I pray that as a church, we would, just like Peter did, experience your work through us. That we would, by your Holy Spirit, have faith to command healing. Have faith to command physical healing, emotional healing, just spiritual healing. God, because that's who you are the ultimate healer. And Lord, I pray that when this happens, Lord, the focus would never be on ourselves, but it would be all about you and how people can turn from their ways of sin into a life with you, one full of life, real life. God, I pray that you would work in our church. May your Spirit grow us and grow our faith in you. We thank you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.